Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how done is better than perfect. Good show today. Let's take a question first before we get into it, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online real estate community.
Cool. All right. So Mike T wrote, "Hey, I just want to give some feedback on my first two mailers with Data to Doorstep. Keep in mind, I bought a lot of land last year using mailing tax delinquent properties, so I'm experienced with this process. I mailed 15, this is kind of an inspirational little bit, but this is cool.
Oh.
I pulled this out and I thought this was good. So he mailed 1,500 10-acre parcels in a county Jack talks about in the training. I had done business in this county before. I've had one seller interested in selling and he has three 10-acre parcels. I offered $100 an acre. I'm actually paying him $150 an acre. I only have a few tens in this county. I already know I can sell them for 60 months of $150
Sweet,
a month.
Mike.
We'll do the math here in a minute.
That's the deal.
Exactly. I then found my own county in another western state, analyzed prices on LandWatch, and mailed 2,200 offers on parcels between 5 and 45 acres. I have 12 accepted offers.
You can't buy publicity
on
like this.
40-acre parcels. At
$3,500.
I have purchased four already, and I hope to purchase all of them. My advice is find your own county that is a little off the beaten path. So it's really not a question. It was a comment, but I just pulled it out because I thought, oh, that was worth sharing. That's really good.
You know, from start to finish, we teach, or, you know, we help our members. We lead them to water, but we don't help, you know, we don't do it for them. And I just, this is a perfect example of Mike just, he's thinking on his feet and it's going to pay off in spades. So how many, he's got 12 accepted offers on 40s at 3,500. So he can sell those, let's see if he clears seven, maybe six grand on that. Six times 12, man.
That's a lot of money.
That's crazy money.
Exactly. Isn't that great? I'm so glad.
I mean, he's going to make 50 or 60. Well, that's excluding all the other stuff. 50, 60, 70,000 bucks pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yep. You do it all wrong. Yeah, you think you're going to make 90, you do it all wrong, you make 60.
Do it all wrong.
Yeah, you know what I mean, but I don't
know. Really, do it all wrong is a perfect parlay into today's topic.
You're right. Thank you. Thank you.
Done is better than perfect. Is it really? Is it, Jill? Just get it done and make sure it's not perfect. Is that what this means?
It's really hard sometimes for people, and I'm guilty of that. And you know it. So go ahead and call me out. It's all good.
This is the meat of the show. Hey, I don't mean slap it together, sweep it under the rug, and stomp on it. I mean, get it to the point where you're not really, it's not sitting too well with you, but it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a new term last week because we're working on some pretty serious IT projects called MVP, Minimum Value Product.
That's how most valuable player. Excuse me. MVP, that's not what that is. Who said MVP?
So that's what professional IT people, they release products to see if they're going to work. Minimum Value Product, do the least amount of work that you can that's acceptable. That was Jill's approach in college.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, very good.
I didn't know you in college. I wish I did.
No, thank you.
What were you like?
I was having a lot of fun.
Gosh, I missed it.
I had a lot of
fun. You're a blast now. I can't even imagine.
Thank you very much. Well, you hear about it from my friends. Now that we're back here, it's funny. You're like, remember when we, I'm like, stop. Nope, don't go there.
This is what one of Jill's girlfriends said to her recently. You're the girl who introduced me to Helter Skelter.
Oh my gosh, that's right. And traumatized her. And what it is, it was a club, everyone. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's not any like drug du jour or something. It's nothing awful.
You're the girl who introduced me to cocaine.
No, right. Yeah, that's not what that is. Nope. Very funny. All right, so anyway. Done is better than perfect. Give us some more examples, Jack.
So MVP, I mean, people, they launched, a lot of times you'll see on a very often you'll see on an app, there's a release and then a re-release and then a 1.0, 1.01, 0112. And all those release dates are because all these IT guys are taught to release these products. They will release multiple apps, let's say. I'm just learning this. Multiple mm-hmm. apps, let's say 10 of them at the same time. One of them is going to get a lot of attention, a mm-hmm. lot of work. And they're all MVP products, minimum value. And the one that actually kind of everybody's interested in, the idea clicks with everyone, then they go and really overdevelop it and make sure it works. Mm-hmm. It's not designed to work perfectly. It's not Microsoft or Apple. Well, you know, Apple works perfectly. Well, who knows? Because it doesn't do anything, but never mind.
Not always perfectly.
That's a different.
You know what? Not always perfectly. I'm here to tell you. I'm going to take my laptop back in, but that's a whole other thing.
So, yeah. So, you know, no, I am so guilty of making sure the map is perfect when we do a property and try to post it and say, oh, this is the wrong color. You know, we've all heard these crazy stories about people never getting anything done, analysis mm-hmm. paralysis, because it has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I can't be guilty of that.
Well, yeah, because you know what? Some of our members, I've heard them, they're a little afraid to push a button. Excuse me, got a little tickle there. A little afraid to push the button on a mailer or just like, okay, here it goes. I'm going to do it because I want to analyze the county one more time. No, yeah. It's okay. And if you make mistakes, we laugh about that too. You know, hey, you know, we had one, I wish I could remember what it was, but we had one member last week said something. We're all like, well, you'll only do that once. And they're like, yes, you're right.
I approach, you know, Jill and I are very different about this. I approach everything like it's not going to work. So when it does sort of work, I, you know, I'm like, what? I'm pleasantly happy.
That's so funny.
Jill approaches everything like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. It's going to work. And then it usually does.
It does.
And I'm usually wrong.
It does. Hey, we're sitting here, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're sitting here.
Yeah.
Good thing. Done is better than perfect.
Jill found an acceptable ape man.
That's great.
That's what I say. We have three kids, and that's what I say about two of them. Done is better than perfect.
That's good.
And I always say two or three because they never know which one I'm talking about.
Right.
Ever. You know how your parents used to say, I love you all equally.
No, that's not true.
I always say, I love two of you way more than the other one.
Yeah. And it does change all the time,
yeah, well,
actually.
Sure. And I never answer which one is which.
That's very true. All right, done is so, better than perfect.
Anyway, here's my last point. I had a talk with a person who's an animator recently, really more of like a 3D industrial designer. Actually, you were there. And he said, this stuff's never done because they're artists.
Oh,
and he really put it in a great perspective. He said, I'm never, ever done. The only thing is that I just run out of time. Like I run into a corporate deadline, you know, because... If I didn't, I'd just work on this till forever, till right. I thought it was perfect, and that
would
be forever.
Would be.
So it's just, you got to control yourself.
It's very true.
You have to know what your limits are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to be in a relationship with somebody who says, this is done. I know you don't think it's done, but it's done.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
That's true. It's hard sometimes. You get so vested in something that it's hard to let it go, and you need to let it go.
All kidding aside, when I analyze or start a business and I do a budget, I'm serious enough about it to start a budget, I look at the budget, I cut revenue in half, especially if there's a fire, I cut revenue in half and double expenses, and if the business doesn't work on those margins, I don't move forward, because that's a lot of times what happens.
Yeah, that's very good. That's excellent advice.
If you can pull 10 to 20% off of half revenue, double expenses, you're probably going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really good advice. A lot of people don't. They go into it blindly. Like, and that one, done is not better than perfect if your budget's way off.
So here's a perfect example. I mean, Jill just said it, and I don't even think she realized it during the question at the beginning of the show. If he does half of that, it's mm-hmm. totally successful.
Mm-hmm.
He's got about $70,000 to $80,000 in cash in net cash return, not mm-hmm. terms or anything. What if he makes 40?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm okay.
That's gonna be okay.
You know, just send more mail out. On mm-hmm. that.
Yep, you've got it all figured out.
This is the technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Double revenue, or take your revenue, cut it in half. Oh, I already said it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I jumped the gun. Expect that your revenue is going to be half in anything, and double your revenue, double your expenses, and if that's acceptable, move forward.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good way of doing it.
And approach your relationships the same way. Expect nothing. Geez. Especially if you're a woman. Hey, all you women out there, you're over-expecting on your men. I'm telling you right
now. For all your women, your new dating motto should be, done is better than perfect.
You know what I got in trouble for at least recently? This is a new one for all you men out there. I want you to digest this seriously.
Oh, no.
I got in trouble for cleaning the kitchen. Not a joke.
Huh? What?
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. She didn't even answer. She
no, because you're all. Silly. Because done is better than perfect than that.
Jill, inspire us.
Exactly. Maybe you were re-cleaning my kitchen. Is that what was going on?
No.
Okay. All right.
I was doing everyone a favor.
Okay. Got it. So today I wanted to just make everyone open to change. I know it's hard. I know it's scary. We're doing it right now. I'll tell you right now. We are making some huge staffing changes.
Oh my gosh. And jeez, that could be more
really setting up new roles for everyone. And even though in the end it's going to be better and things are going to be more defined and it's going to be, you know, real clear responsibilities slash however, it's a scary, you know, and I'm speaking for myself here. I'm half excited, but I'm more afraid because all these projects that were mine, they were mine. Oh. So, right? And you've got to be open for change.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate you not telling me about that.
Yeah. You're such a stinker. Yeah, this is the first he's hearing. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, yeah.
People who don't communicate with each other in a marriage, they stay married.
Are we married?
I don't know, but I can't tell. But they stay happily married forever.
If they are married. Yeah. What happily are you talking together. About? Happily together. Well, like.
No, you're right about change. We're making some massive changes. We're
big time.
This thing's going to the moon, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing the big dogs in.
Exactly. So I'm open. Are you open, Jack?
Oh my gosh, yes. I cause these changes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There we go.
Hey, are you seriously concerned though? I mean, because you're probably speaking on at least half the people who are listening to this probably agree with you. Probably
it's scary.
More than that.
You know, you just have to do it. It's not just my own company, other companies where I work. Change happens. It's inevitable. You got to roll with it and you got to be open to it. That's it.
You've been doing okay so far.
Heck, even look at our business. Look at the business. Your business, what your business is right now today, whatever it is, it's going to change.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
You know, your customers are going to change. Things are going to change. You know, the materials, how you're getting them might change. Who knows what you need? There's so much. You just have to be open to it. And it's hard sometimes.
I mean, I think that you should control the change and not let it happen to you.
Sometimes you can't control it.
I mean, tragedy and awful stuff happens at times. But I think if you're just sitting here, see, you just nailed it. If you're sitting here saying, you know what, next month, all this stuff's working, but this one thing over here, I got to change it. Instead of waiting till the one thing over there is half the company or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes that, you know what, or here's the other thing too, if you're not open to change and extenuating circumstances causes something, you better jump up and you know, accept it or you're not going to survive.
Like the property bubble explodes in 2009.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
We're planning for that this time because it's a 12 to 14 year cycle and that's it.
Exactly.
Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate landscaping ambition.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that. Like, where are you going? What's the long...
It's got to be loud. We're packed in here tight.
I know.
It's too bad. It's all right.
I know. So.
No, I like it. Stuff changes.
Exactly.
Done's better than just get it done, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying have it taped together and awful, but if it's working, then go back and clean it all up and make it perfect.
There you go.
As close to perfect as you can.
Exactly. When you can. And
I love that whole app model. He was one of the guys that's doing a lot of stuff for us. He said, you got to try it. You should have 10 things going on all the time. One of them's going to work. Then you turn it over to somebody who's an expert.
Right.
And then you replace it with one or two things to see what's happening. And that's how you can really do it. And that's kind of what we do. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
We send out thousands and thousands of letters, and the ones that come back, that's the one that we deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, what if we did thousands and thousands of apps? You know, it's a lot more complicated, but.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 or 8% that work, you just concentrate on those and ditch the other ones. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Same thing with relationships, but that's for a different show.
Oh, boy.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.